Welcome to Pennal, croeso I Bennal, and to the last stop on our walk around our village. The walls stand alone and give you a brief outline of its history and why we think it is special. The Domen Las, the blue or grassy mound, seems a little forlorn and forgotten today, with its few old oaks jutting out at all angles. Older villagers remember the field around it as Cai Plantation, with magnificent beech, oak and horse chestnut trees, as if guarding the old stronghold. The Domen or Moat has indeed been somewhat overlooked over the years, if not for centuries, being rather misunderstood, but it stands for much that is Welsh in the history of Pennal. Pennal was chosen by the invading Romans as a strategic place to build a fort. Even the saints were Celtic missionaries from overseas who passed through after establishing their church. Tanwg later built a church at Llandanwg on the sands near Harlech. But the Domen Las is homegrown, a place from where this little part of Wales, the cymoedd of Ystumaner between Dyfi and Dysynni, in the cantref or hundred of Meirionnydd was ruled. Meirionnydd was a name for this part of Gwynedd long before the Crown decided to call the county by the same name and adopted it for a larger area between the Dyfi and the Glaslyn and as far east as the Dee. All Wales's lands were divided into cantrefi before 1282. A cantref was roughly a cant o drefi, 100 townships or vills, as was later adopted as hundred or hund on early maps. The rulers here were Britons, though not very local. Meirion ap Tybion, who gave his name to the cantref, was a grandson of Cynedda Wledig, who came here from Manaw Gododdin, the northern part of the land of the Britons, now southern Scotland, in the 5th century. He came to drive the marauding Irish Celts home and create kingdoms for his many sons. Tybion was his eldest, but had died in battle, so he gave this land to his grandson Meirion, to be called Meirionnydd, as well as sons like Ceredig in neighbouring Ceredigion, grandfather of St David, or Eifion in Eifionnydd, and many more. Meirion's descendants ruled Meirionnydd for centuries. All cantrefi were split into two or three cymoedds. Here there were two called Talabont, centred on the castle mound by Dysynni Bridge, and Ystumaner, centred on this Domen Las. By the 10th century, the Kingdom of Gwynedd had been consolidated, but Meirionnydd still stood separate, but a part of Gwynedd, and the Domen Las was one of 21 courts in that kingdom. Pennal was the court and administrative centre of Ystumaner, the cymoedd as described in the little history of Pennal. One wonders if there was once a name for it. The domen at Ynysir was called Aberaenion or Aberdyfi Castle. The Royal Commission on the Ancient and Historical Monuments in Wales lists the Domen Las as a medieval castle represented by a mound or moat that would originally have been crowned by a great timber-framed tower. The castle was probably attached to the court or lys of the princes of Gwynedd at Pennal. A princely hall and associated offices would have stood near the mound, although the site is generally marshy. The surviving remains include a circular mound, 26 metres in diameter, that rises 3 metres from the traces of its ditch. The level summit is 15 to 17 metres across. There are no traces of further earthworks. The mound was treated as a tree clump in the Plas Talgath Park. According to the history of Meirionnydd too, located in parkland, it stands low in waterlogged ground that a good deal of modern drainage has failed to dry out. Under medieval conditions, this would have been a marsh. Access would have been by way of a narrow tongue of drier ground coming down from a little south of west and dying away a few yards from the moat into the marshy level. So, on this man-made mound, a wooden castle tower stood with a moat around it, which can be seen today, although the River Cwrt may have been a little nearer at one time. Here was the court of the commote in both senses of the word, and from here the prince's representative of Lord would look after his realm and people. The prince himself would stay here, and later at nearby Plas in a Roft, but this is where his authority was centred. There are letters written by Llywelyn ap Gruffydd, Llywelyn the Last, as well as from his wife Eleanor de Montfort, addressed from the court of Ystum Aner, this court in Pennal. The Treaty of Pennal was signed here when in 1263 Gruffydd ap Gwenwynwyn, Prince of Powys, had to pay homage and swear fealty to Llywelyn ap Gruffydd. This was the way of government in Welsh commotes for many centuries, and this was where the prince came to see these people. Melin Parcel near a court was a prince's mill, where charges taken for milling wheat was the property of the Prince of Gwynedd, as well as fisheries on the Dyfi. In the same way, land or carucate of arable and meadow are recorded where occupiers paid their rent to the prince, one part in Pennal and three more on Rhosfarch. They still existed in 1420, and in a survey made in 1592, bondmen still held the land through a charter of enfranchisement given by Henry VII. On the tithe map of 1840, Caer Brenin, King's Field, was listed on Rhosfarch, and that is still its name today. This was also the court of law. Welsh law was followed throughout the land, recorded and organised by the 9th century King Hywel Dda, and structured for free and bond men, whatever their status according to their birth or work or craft. Welsh law decreed that all lands and property were to be shared equally between heirs, unlike the primogeniture of later English law. Any wrongdoings by an individual were the responsibility of the family. If a person was killed, a payment called galanas was due from the whole family, extended to the sixth degree. Everyone knew their place and responsibility in society. The conquest of 1282 brought changes. An extent ordered by the conquering Edward I in 1292, so that he could tax his conquered lands, counted about 50 families in the township of Pennal, a dozen in nearby Penmyne, and two dozen in Cynfal Fawr. This compared with a dozen families in the township of Tywyn and of Corris, and only one was as large as Pennal in Ystum Aner, Cefn Rhos, the area above today's Abertafol. The Welsh were now second class in many things, not allowed to trade or live in towns. Welsh law was still followed to a certain extent, and many slowly found a way to prosper. Then loss of population due to wars and plagues slackened the tight reins of the Lord of the Manor. Wales and England were joined in the Act of Union of 1536. This was a law made far away, but even then, the lives of ordinary people in Pennal would have changed. It is interesting to note that Pennal, though stayed quite small, it had a court as late as Victorian times, as the National Gazetteer recorded in 1868. The village, which is considerable, is a petty sessions town. This castle mound was here for over 1,000 years. Sparse facts let us imagine, and that has a romance of its own. Reality may not indeed have been so rosy, but Welsh medieval society was centred on such a place, and the lives of its people interdependent. Locals in the last 200 years tended to think of the Domen Las as a burial place, having confused it with a burial from the other side of the road. That belittles it. What burial would need such a mound on top? In the mid-1900s, Lewis, the youngest son of C.E.F. Thruston, Talgas, 7 children, asked his father's permission to excavate the mound below the hall. He went at it with enthusiasm, but was disheartened to find only clay pipes which oddly smelt of fresh tobacco. He soon realised that someone was having fun at his expense. It was the one and only excavation of this historic site. Today people can see it for what it is and was, and be proud in the knowledge that Pennal played an important part in the area's everyday life. Pennal has seen many people pass by, and different times. All of these have shaped our village and our community through the centuries. Victorian tourists brought trade directories to inform them of towns and villages on their route. Pennal were described simply as divided into upper and lower is a parish and the name of a tidy village. The place possesses some nice scenery and affords the artist's brush capital material for displaying his genius. As the book on Village Wales stated, it is indeed small in size but enormous in significance. It was given a name that suggests importance, but put simply, Pennal is the top place for us. We hope that you enjoyed your walk and have had a taste of our special village. People living in Pennal and the surrounding area are very proud of our heritage. We have now got together with a project called Pennal 2050 to help provide a happy, prosperous and healthy place for generations to come. If you'd like to find out more, please visit our website, www.visitpennal.wales. A local poet called Gwilym Dyfi tried to sum up how he felt about Pennal. Ardal heb ei hafal hi ydyw hon, edenau ddeithlysni. Mae llioneg dren mei llwyni, loyw a nef fy nghalon i, which translates simply, an area without comparison, is she, as Eden so fair. Her copse is full of clover, shines heaven in my heart.